Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the man we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much. I want to thank some folks here who have been so kind to take the time to say thank you.
Emails, mail, everything.
Martha Lee.
The old mailbag. Dig in there, Fred.
Martha Lee.
Pull this one out and read from
here
Martha
comes.
Lee. Okay, here it is.
Martha Lee. John Carty, Mike A-I-T-C-H, Adich.
Adich, yeah, Mike Adich.
Jenny Davis Lechner.
Yep.
And Sean Devaney, who's a writer, actually, wants to talk to me about interviewing me for a book he's writing called Facing the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I might talk with him later on. But there's a lot of folks that tweet me and send me emails that I sure appreciate. I haven't had a chance to acknowledge you in a while.
You going to read any of them? I mean, this
No, but they're just...
Well, Martha Lee says you played a fabulous villain on Crisis, and you were like a crazy man on that series 2 years ago on NBC.
Yeah.
You were on Agent X this year, doing a great job.
Yeah,
you,
that's right.
Hunter for so many years. She loves you.
She's a great fan, and I greatly appreciate it. She's
very astute of Martha.
There was also Mike Adich.
Yeah, Mike Adich. You're having trouble with that name.
Yeah,
I like him.
A-I-T-C-H.
Adich.
Adich. Yeah, I guess that's what
he
it is.
He said he saw an old episode of Diagnosis Murder.
He was in Australia, and he saw it, and he liked it, and so I thank him very much, and all the folks out there.
You start with Dick Van Dyke on Diagnosis Murder.
So kind to send me all that
stuff. Good. You're an acting legend. You have so many shows. You did Land's End on in syndication. And,
yes.
You're, live in your home here in Southern California, right next door to Frank the Dog that we established last week on the show.
Frank the Beagle.
Frank the Beagle.
Got a lot of tweets on Frank. And
Frank the Beagle.
He woke me up at 6:30 today. So
he did.
Frank and I have some talking to do.
This is going to be a tough show. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Frank the Beagle, 6 o'clock.
Frank the Beagle, 6:30 this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't go back to sleep, could you?
Yeah. One time I woke up and I just went to the sliding door, opened it up, and got out on my little veranda, and I yelled out, "Shut up." And he shut up.
And he did. He knows you. You
No, he knows. He appreciates, waking up a sleeping giant.
See, you should have gone out there with your clippers and did a little chopping and edging and stuff.
I'm going to show him a picture of a coyote. See how he responds to that.
Oh, we got
one.
The coyote story today on the show. You don't want to miss out on that.
Which one's that?
That's a good one.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn along with the amazing Fred Dreyer. We're in for a rough one today, everybody. Fred was woken up early this morning by his next door neighbor dog, Frank the Beagle. So I can tell you're a little perturbed. You're already talking to...
I'm irritable.
Going off on tennis players already on the
show.
Well,
this Maria Sharapova thing, folks...
Maria Sharapova, one of the greats.
Is a classic example of what I've always said, and this is one of the formations of this show, is that it's government sports. It's government tennis. It's government football. It's whatever the sport is, government and intrusion... And regulation and compliances has destroyed the common sense ability to make decisions.
Yeah, there you go.
And here you have Maria Sharapova, who is losing her sponsors as we speak. She's being castigated as a cheater, and she's going to have everything taken away from her in the eyes of the press. And she took this this drug. Where is my paper here?
Now hold the phone on this thing here, Fred Dreyer, because she, Maria Sharapova, a great, lovely Czech tennis champion, and she's taken a drug for her heart condition, and now they're saying that this drug, whatever it is supposedly is bad for you. Did anybody check to see if she really has a heart condition?
Let me just read.
Let me just read
what she said.
Please.
This is Maria Sharapova. For the past 10 years, I've been given a medical medicine called Milodronate by my doctor, my family doctor, and for a few days. And after a few days ago, I received a ITF letter. I found out that it also has another name, Melodronum.
ITF for International Tennis Federation, I'm guessing, or
which
something.
Which I did not know. It's very important for you to understand, for 10 years, this medicine was not on the WADA, ban list.
The ban list,
the government ban list. And I had been legally taking the medicine for the past 10 years. But on January 1st, the rules had changed on Melodronum, which they always do. They add and subtract these things.
So now she gets nailed on it.
And Melodronum became a prohibited substance, which I had not known. Sharapova would later say that she has been taking the medication, which can be used to treat heart issues after irregular EKGs and being deficient in magnesium.
There you go. She was taking this because she needed to take
prescribed by a doctor's orders. Her family also has a history of diabetes, she added. But Sharapova didn't check the updated list, however, has raised eyebrows. Should every time she takes something, she has to run to see if it's banned?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that what it is? How about salmon and broccoli? And how about sodas? And how about caffeine? How about all the things that change your mood? And how about sleep? How about if we just make sure that if you sleep more than 8 hours, we're gonna fine you.
You're saying if you sleep more than 8, that could be on the banned list there?
Yeah, because you're too rested.
It'll
help you. More surprising is the fact that according to her lawyer, John Haggerty, no one on her team did either. No one knew anything about this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no one from Maria's team looked at the 2016 ban list, but had they done so, they would have looked for Melodronate and not found it on the list. Haggerty wrote in an email to CNN, her revelation came on the same day that Russia's Olympics ice dance gold medalist Erika Babarova said, I actually got that right.
Yeah, you got Babarova.
She failed the doping test for the same drug. And now Maria Sharapova, Sharapova is now having all of her she's a Grand Slam winner.
You know? Is she Russian? She's
having,
is she Czech?
She's having her major sponsors taken away.
This is ridiculous. It's like, what should she do? Stop taking the drug and drop dead from a heart condition or something? I mean, give me a break here. Yeah. We're out of control here.
This is government.
If
tennis.
A doctor's got you under that order, then it's up to the International Tennis Federation to say, hey, what are you taking on your doctor's list? They should check it out. They want to go ahead and regulate everything. And then they say, well, you can't play because this, you're taking this.
This
and then she stops
where,
taking it and she
where
drops
common
dead.
Common sense. Fails. This
you're
is
right,
just
Fred,
you've
right.
You took that. It's on the list. So therefore, there's no. It's like Russia. You know, they've even got the Russian. Even got
she's
what's
a
his
Russian.
Name?
She's the Russian star. Yeah.
Yeah. She Kremlin hits back on Maria Sharapova's scandal.
Yeah, they're good. They're probably.
They're rooting for.
Of course they are, because it's like she was under a doctor's care.
Well,
for
if you
it.
Put the if you put the word Russian athletics next to any type of sporting event, you automatically they're the crooks.
Well, I'm kind of one of those guys that always a little suspicious of the Ruskies when I see them. But
I'm supporting
her on this because it sounds like she was under a doctor's care. She came out clean, had a press conference, talked about it. What more does the International Tennis Federation want?
No, this,
want
this
her
is
to be dropped dead
that,
is what they
that,
want.
That makes me really run into the
I'm
street.
I'm agreeing with you on this. This is crazy.
This is government tennis. Yep. It's taken over everything we do. You know something? I don't want to make this big a jump, but I bet you I can defend myself. This is the reason people are voting for Don Trump. It's this stupid type of thinking, this government over common sense and reason.
Yep.
And you're attacking this girl who has no history at all of misbehaving or taking dope. You know, she's not out in a nightclub, and she's not. She lives a good life, and she's a great champion. And suddenly now that she's taking this stuff that for 10 years she's been taking it. You know, and they say, well, it's banned now. So now the connotation is, well, you know, for the last 10 years you've been taking this, we haven't found out about it. So everything that you've done for 10 years is now under suspicion.
That's crazy. I think it's crazy. And you mentioned Donald Trump running for the Republican nomination for president. He gets an endorsement out of right field here this week from the former right fielder Yankee star Paul O'Neill, who endorses Donald Trump this last Tuesday at a news conference in Jupiter, Florida. And then the Yes Network, he's broadcasting the Yankee games on the Yes Network. He appeared at the Trump National Golf Club where, you know, the Donald Trump was discussing the results of the Republican primaries. And then he gets hit and nailed by the newspapers and everything. They all go crazy over his endorsement of Donald Trump. Why don't you just leave this guy alone? Can't he tell you who he's voting for? Anybody's got that right.
No. You know what's really amazing?
What is amazing?
When you put one individual out there that is now got the ability to change everybody's way of doing business, you've got a tuning fork that's vibrating like crazy, and people don't like this guy for sticking their nose in and doing what? Coming into a crony capitalist culture for the last 35, 40 years since, you know, Reagan left office and, you know, 25, 26 years ago and January 20th, 1989. And that's when the Republican Party moved left of center,
yep,
abandoning the position of conservative watchdog over the Constitution. So they left all of that. They left that all there so they could move left and they could get more donor money because the donors want more lax laws. They want cheap labor with illegals. They want everything to be in a crashed situation, just like Obama does, in order to control things, in order to make the free flow of money. So government comes in and tells the American people, we'll fix this. Vote for me. They put you in office. They never get out of office. And the grinding wheel starts. Money just keeps flowing, and it stays at the top of the pile and never trickles down.
So is Paul O'Neill is there in Florida, and Donald Trump is there talking, and Donald Trump asked if O'Neill endorsed him, and O'Neill smiles, and, you know, he kind of like said, I'm here. And then Trump said, I love you. Thank you. And so then this endorsement hits Yankee fans and they get all crazed about this thing. And they said, Saturday Night Live, these idiots over there, this they haven't had a funny show in 10 years, says Trump is like endorsing Trump is like finding out Santa brings toys to ISIS. What a stupid tweet that is from stupid idiots at Saturday Night Live. Weekend update writer Peter
that show's been
that.
Irrelevant for 20
yeah.
years.
I mean, let people endorse who they want to endorse and enjoy. First off, Trump had to tell the Republican Party he wouldn't form a third party. Shouldn't the Republican Party say that if Trump is going to be the winner, they would endorse him and take him all the way? Isn't it like a two-way street Republican Party?
Yeah, well, Saturday Night Live is not funny because they are specifically political.
Yeah.
And once you do that, it's propaganda. It's like social realism. You know, when the Russian painters were making art for the politics.
It's the sports
it
show.
It doesn't work.
The one and only Fred Dreyer. You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
This is Larry Elder for the Silent Night Air Cleaner. It is provably better than the 70-year-old HEPA technology that used to use one of those noisy fans to push air through a dense filter. Silent Night, get this, electrodynamically delivers 8,500 cubic feet per hour of near-perfect air through electrostatic Zeppa filters. In English, that means it works. It captures 100% of virus, asthma triggers, and allergens that pass through the Zeppa filters. Let me tell you something. My mom had breathing issues, and she was helped by what, compared to the Silent Night, was ancient technology. So call right now, 855-855-4455, 855-855-4455, or silentnightaircleaner.com, 855-855-4455, or silentnightaircleaner.com. Call right now and receive the first year air filters for free. 855-855-4455 or silentnightaircleaner.com.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to this sports show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. So, Fred, the final thought here on this Paul O'Neill thing. He played in Cincinnati. Trump said, he says, boy, I'm going to win Ohio after he found out that Paul O'Neill endorsed him. And O'Neill played like 17 seasons in the Major League Baseball. He was a warrior, according to George Steinbrenner, with the Yankees. You know, he was just a fixture in the Yankees outfield. He won 4 World Series in the 90s. Anyway, Donald Trump has listened to these celebrity sports endorsements, including John Rocker. Remember him, the reliever for Atlanta?
He was really crazy.
Mike Tyson, Hulk Hogan, who himself is on trial here, is Terry Bollea these days. Mike Ditka, Ted Nugent, and my personal favorite, Gary Busey. And the people that have been on, I remember interviewing Bill Rancic, the very first Apprentice winner, when it wasn't Celebrity Apprentice, just Apprentice, and he says that Trump is one of the geniuses of our time, and the guy worked there. So he could have said anything he wanted to. He's no longer with Trump, and that's what he said. I got to think Trump knows his business.
I think he does, too.
So, so welcome back here to the show. Yeah. What else you got for us here, Fred?
I always look at these NFL guys, these owners,
yes.
because they're really crazy. You know, Lori just went hog wild,
The Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles owner.
He went hog wild, to go out and get the head coach from the Oregon Ducks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went out and got Kelly from the Oregon Ducks.
I thought he quacked up, but I don't know.
He did quack up.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. And so that's who he signed.
Yeah, so he signed him and turned the team over to him, and he stripped the team and built the team in his likeness, and it failed miserably.
Yeah.
And so now that they got rid of Kelly, now they've hired this other guy, Doug Peterson, and so he's now the coach. Now he wants his roster.
He wants his thing.
He wants his philosophy. So now they got to tear everything down now. And one of the ways they had to do it was get rid of. DeMarcus Murray.
Yeah.
And a running back. So the story was that Murray reportedly wasn't happy with his lack of carries.
DeMarco Murray wasn't
happy. Yeah. So late in the season, Murray was talking to Jeff Lurie on the team flight.
The owner,
about the dissatisfaction with Kelly's offense.
Right.
Though Kelly was soon fired, Lurie insisted that Murray had nothing to do with it.
Wow.
He probably didn't.
And now they want to go in another different direction.
But now they're going in a different direction.
With the new coach.
With
the
new coach, Doug Peterson. Yeah. And, it's just one more example of blocks of time that organizations put their teams and their fans through. This was familiar to me in my experience with the Giants.
You started your career with the New York Giants.
The great franchise, and I got there, and I was, 69 through 71.
Right.
And it took me half a season to realize this isn't the final destination for me.
It wasn't your cup of tea.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were wonderful people. I loved them. Right. I loved the city, and, I had a lot of fun there. But, hey, look, I'm 23 years old, and I'm running out of the first base dugout being introduced by, Bob Shepard.
Bob Shepard, the PA,
famous PA guy.
For the Yankees the New York Giants. That had to be a real thrill.
It was fantastic.
They say Fred Dreyer.
That's right. And so it was wonderful to be there. And then you realize, I can't stay here because I'll commit professional suicide if I stay here because I just won't make it.
Yep.
It'll grind you down. You don't have no idea. It's tough enough to play that sport. But when you're playing on a team that is going nowhere, you're logging way too much time on the field.
And spinning your wheels,
You're just logging way too much time. And it kills your spirit, your focus. It's tough to keep focus as the year goes on. You're 4-6, 3-8, and you know you're going nowhere, and that game doesn't mean anything, and it's a lackluster feel. So, it comes down to it. When we have an owner who is making these types of decisions. This is like a 5-year commitment.
Yeah,
and if you're a player there, you're Murray. I got to get out of here. So they got rid of him. Now he's a free agent. I guess
close to the trade. Yeah,
they're going to get rid of him. But half the league is run by incompetent owners. Half the players are looking around and realize, I'm getting a lot of money. I used to hear this all the time. Well, hey, look, your check cashes, doesn't it? That's not the point. You've got a certain amount of time and a window in your lifetime. You're 21, 22 years of age, and you got maybe an average career of 4, 3.5 years. You're not really making that much money, certainly back then. And you've got to maximize that window of opportunity.
Got it.
And so You know, when someone says, "Oh, you're checks cashing," that's the wrong way to look at that sport.
You're proud of what you do. You want to do the best job. Yeah, you want to accomplish something.
Well, it's like being on the front in a foxhole and you're complaining, you know, about the job, and a guy says, "Hey, look, you're getting 3 square meals, aren't you?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, all right, so kind of along with that, this week was the retirement of Peyton Manning. You retired from football. I was fired.
I didn't retire.
Okay.
I was fired.
Did you have a press conference when you were fired and say so long or farewell or anything, or were you just fired and that was it?
Well, I walked right by a bank of reporters.
Okay.
Right to my
– And did they ask
you
questions?
Right to my car. He goes, "Hey, Fred." I said, "See you later."
That was it, right?
That was it. For me.
Okay, for you. So here's this Peyton Manning. He's a great star. We love him. I love Peyton Manning. But he's kind of gurgling at his retirement, at his speech.
Gurgling?
Yeah, can we play a little bit of this? This is Peyton Manning here.
All right.
At his,
is it going to be embarrassing?
No. Let's take a listen. I want your feel on this. Peyton, go ahead, Tomas.
In my very first NFL game, I completed my first pass to Hall of Fame running back Marshall Faulk. I threw a touchdown in that same game to Marvin Harrison, who will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this August. The quarterback for our opponent, the Miami Dolphins, was, after my dad, my favorite player, Hall of Famer Dan Marino, who on the first third down of the game completed a 25-yard skinny post.
Explain every play?
And it was the damnedest throw I'd ever seen.
Here it comes.
Later, I completed the pass to tight end Marcus Pollard down the middle. And somebody hit me really hard. And after I got up, I told myself, I know I can play in this league.
Here it comes.
Later in that struggling season, we played in and lost to Baltimore. It was the first time that the Colts had returned to Baltimore since they had moved back in 1984. We didn't exactly get a warm reception that day. Fans were screaming at me, and I kept thinking, hey, I was only 8 years old then. Get off of my back. I had met him once before, but when the game was over, I had a chance to shake Johnny Unitas' hand.
Great Johnny.
He told me, "Peyton, you stay at it. I'm pulling for you." Well, I have stayed at it. I've stayed at it for 18 years. And I hope that old number 19 is up there with his flat top and maybe his black high tops on. And I hope he knows that I have stayed at it. And maybe he's even a little proud of me.
Oh, boy.
There's just something about 18 years.
Oh, no.
18 is a good number. And today I retire from pro football.
There you go.
Well, where's the gurgling?
That was him at the end. Gurgly. Did you hear him? He's ready to burst in the tears.
You put me all the way through that?
Yeah, well,
I thought he was going to run down every play.
Here's the difference. You left the game and you looked at the reporters as they asked you a question and you said, "See you later." This guy is given every play, and he's crying that Johnny Unitas is
looking. Well, I gave every play. I mean, I didn't play 18 years. I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
You said, "See you later" to these people.
Well, I did. I mean, you know.
It was over. It was done.
That was for Matt. That's just me. That's how I looked at it.
On to becoming an acting legend or
whatever. Well, there's things to do in life.
And so I'm just saying, here he's talking about it, and it's like he gets so emotional. He was losing it.
God bless him. He is a great pro. His dad was a great pro. His brothers are great.
Eli.
Yep. And so I feel for him because it's a turn of life. He's ready for it, and it's very. You get very Pollyannic about a lot of this stuff, and you reflect back on all the things that have happened to you. You'll probably never be that intensely driven in your life.
Yeah, because you went through this, but you said, "See you later." That, to me, is something we'll all remember when we leave our jobs or whatever, and you walk out after making the final microphone switch turn on. I'm just going to look at me and say, "See you later."
Well, he'll very
Fred
soon.
Fred Dreyer.
Well,
the great Fred Dreyer.
He will very
That's
soon.
That's the way you ended the career. I like it.
Yeah. Well, he will very soon.
I don't see you crying.
Pick a path, and all of this that's happened will be wonderful. Be recorded as people keeping his mom and his wife and friends and neighbors will probably be picking up reports and putting them in the scrapbook, and he'll move on in life as it should be. He was great, fantastic,
right.
And every time I told you the story about this.
What's the story?
In 1981, I was working for CBS Sports.
Okay, you were
as a
announcer.
Color commentator.
Great one too.
I was in New Orleans doing the New Orleans Falcon game.
Okay,
and after practice on a Saturday, Archie invited me to his house.
Archie Manning,
That's
Peyton's
correct.
Father.
That's right.
You played with Archie.
Exactly. And he said, come on over and we can talk about, you know, the game and all that stuff. And, you know, you'll see the family and everybody. So I said, hi, Olivia, his wife, Olivia.
Yep.
And baby Peyton sat on my lap.
Wow.
And I fed him brown rice.
Wow.
While I talked to his dad about the game on Sunday.
This was, and that probably, if we told that story to Peyton Manning, he'd have a tear in his eye on that. That had to be a moment for him with the great Fred Dreyer sitting on your lap. You're feeding him.
He might have.
Brown rice? Is that what you're feeding him?
That's exactly what I was feeding him.
Better than white rice. You already at that time had helped.
Well, I think I helped nourish the kid.
And was Eli still around or was he not born yet?
Eli was just crawling around in the background.
And you said, hey, kid, you're going to have some up days and down days. You better be ready.
I kept asking Archie, does the kid have to do that?
Crawled around. He does that. He's a scrambler.
Yeah, they had a dog, I think. A dog. It was running around, too.
What did Olivia serve for dinner that day?
I didn't have dinner.
Oh, you did?
But she was very gracious. And she said, can I get you anything?
How nice. That's good.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it's a wonderful family.
You were instrumental in the great Peyton Manning.
Yeah, we used to beat Archie up every time, twice a year, there and here. I would always tell him after I got off the top of him, and I say, you know, I really love hitting you, but you got to go to another team, man.
The great Fred Dreyer, everybody. It's the Sports Show.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, with your illustrious football career, the Sultan of Safeties, two-in-one game, all-pro defensive end, your acting career, you live and you, your next-door neighbor, we talked about Fred the Beagle, the dog, and you're out in your
Frank,
yard.
Frank.
I mean, Frank. I'm Frank the Beagle.
I'm Fred.
You're Fred the human, and I've got confused there, and that was Frank the Beagle.
That's right.
So you're out gardening and stuff, and you must be in some kind of an agricultural area because you said – You went in your car the other day and you passed by our vice president of operations here at the network, Paul Stern's house.
Paul Stern.
Now, what did you see there in the front? What was Paul doing?
Well, from afar.
From afar.
Because there was traffic and I was slowing down.
Right.
Naturally, anyway. I don't speed in traffic.
You slow, right? You're very
safe.
I'm
very slow, especially in the canyons.
So you go by Paul Stern, vice president of operations. This guy's got a lot of pressure on him with the radio station, probably working electronical deals or stuff. What did you see?
He's very important.
Yes. What'd you see?
Well, I saw him out with shorts on and an old baggy T-shirt with a blower in his hand.
Yes.
Blowing the weeds and the leaves out of his driveway.
So he was actually blowing it onto the street?
So I laid on the horn and yelled as much as I possibly can.
That's great.
Get your ass up to my house.
Yes, this is great. So on the weekends then, our VP of operations has a weed blower and he blows stuff out into the street.
Yeah. And so I asked him about that.
Yes.
He said, I thought that was you when you went by.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What a great neighborhood you live in there.
I have a very interesting neighborhood because it's one of the canyons. It's Beverly Glen. It's a Laurel Canyon. It's a Benedict Canyon. And it's all of the
Benedict Arnold Canyon.
Yes.
All
the canyons.
Yeah.
But that's how people get from Beverly Hills to Sherman Oaks.
That's good. It's really good.
So we get a lot of traffic there, some good, some bad. But Paul was down there, and he was in the middle of traffic. He decided to blow the weeds and blow the leaves.
So he was blowing weed. Is that what he said?
Yes, he was blowing weed. And he was planting hemp and blowing
Thank
leaves.
Thank you very
much.
That's
what he was doing.
It's good. So that's a nice little neighborhood you got there. It's good.
Yeah.
All right. So the baseball season. You and I have to get to spring training. Maybe we could even do a broadcast from down in spring training. The pitchers and catchers are long since reported. They're already playing games and everything. How's it looking? Have you caught any of the spring training action so far?
I have, and I'm impressed with how impressed they are.
Well, you know, the Dodgers have that 19-year-old Urias. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
And they've already pressed him into action because all the pitchers that they've hired already, a lot of them are on the DL list for 2 or 3 months. They're already not going to be ready to start.
Yeah, I'd say, get your thumb out of your mouth, get your glove, and get out there on the hill. You're pitching, pal.
No, some of them are they're damaged goods. They're, you know.
Well, look, you know, it's they bring these kids along they should look at, how old are you, 19, 20? Get out there.
Well, the kid, that's what they're doing with this Urias guy. I guess he's one of the top two prospects in baseball right now. But
Well, they don't want to. It's always a fear of mistreating him. Well, just keep an eye on him. Make sure you can bring him up to the big club, up to the ballpark, and let him look around and let him soak it all in and introduce him, accordingly. There's guys out there. There's veterans out there to take care of him. You know, that's why you got Honeycutt. Honeycutt will take
care
of him.
The pitching coach, didn't the Dodgers re-sign that Anderson guy, Brad Anderson or whatever? He's injured already.
Yeah, now he's got a bad disc. He's out 7 years. You'll never see him.
After he signs the deal.
No, he's got a one-year deal. He's got a one-year deal.
He's not going to play.
For $15.9 million, they signed him.
Wow.
And he went right into the tank. He got a fishing pole now. He's got, he's got the... the Mississippi straw hat on his head, and he's in the whirlpool, and that's where he's going to be, that's it.
You have said that the players do not come to camp ready to go. Here's the latest. Not only Buster Posey from the San Francisco Giants, but a lot of others. Buster Posey's been added to the list now of a lot of players who are unhappy with the duration, the length of spring training. He said, Posey said, you could definitely shorten it. He was in the San Francisco Chronicle. He says, it really doesn't make sense. We're trying to be in the best shape possible for opening day. Boch, that's what they call Bruce Bochy. They call him
Boch.
Boch does a good job of taking care of us, but it's been going on for years. So they play 35 exhibition games in 32 days, and they're not ready to play the season. They're all injured, and this guy wants to shorten it even more.
Look, they'd be in that. Well, so this means, here's what it means. It means that if they go right into the show up and they take batting practice and they go right into the season, then the first 30 games, they'd all be on the tank anyway.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. They're not prepared. Now, when you were in sports, and years ago in the good baseball days, you worked out all winter. People played winter ball. They were ready to go. They came to spring training in game shape for baseball, and I'm guessing football even more so, right?
There's one thing in football. That's the sport I played in.
Right.
You must have a fair amount, a fair degree of contact before the game start. There's a difference that what you go through. You know, teams that say, oh, we're going to go up and we're going to be in shorts here for the next week. We're not going to hit. Well, it can affect your play. You know, you want to be able to get the team ready. You don't want to kill them.
Right.
You can have one a days, put people out there in shorts for whatever you want to, you know, do, you know, walkthroughs and exercise and sprinting and running, and then put the pads on and go out and hit for like 40 minutes. Boom, that's it, and go on in. You know, you can limit it. So you save people,
yes,
and not abuse people, and
correct.
And George Allen used to say nobody's getting any water out here, and we say what are you talking about?
Come on,
people would walk right past George right over to get water and start drinking. He goes, what are you guys doing? He goes, we're getting water. What are you talking?
You got to have water.
Of course,
you got to be hydrated.
Yeah. You know, so I said, look, if you were driving to Palm Springs, George, and your car started to overheat, would you put water in it?
No, he wouldn't. He just kind of stared. That's good.
Anyway, so the beauty of all of this is that it's not hard to figure out. The toughest thing there is to do is to go against established pro football protocol. We did it last year. They did it the year before. We've always done it this way, and that's the way we're going to do it. I've always believed this, and I think it's true in baseball. You got to cut 30 games off the baseball season.
So you would cut the season.
I would cut the season, exactly. But see, that argument doesn't hold up because sponsorship.
That's right. They won't get us.
Oh no, we want to extend the season. They want to make 20 football games. You would never make a season.
That's good. Hey, that Johnny Cueto guy the Giants got gave up 5 runs in 1 1/3 innings in his spring training debut for San Francisco.
Well, he's throwing the ball over the plate. You know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, just a big throwing it right
over
there.
He doesn't need spring training.
Yeah, he's just going to toss it in there and see what happens, right?
Yeah, he'll just throw it up there.
And Jared Weaver was shelled on the Angels when he first started out. But that's kind of common for spring
training. It doesn't make any difference.
It just kind of easily tossing the stuff in there.
Yeah.
So
the difference between getting hit and not is about an inch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
1 inch, and that's it.
That's about it.
So you're just kind of getting it down there. So anyway, it's pretty interesting. And there was one incident where the broadcaster for the Phillies ducked a line drive on television. That was kind of the highlight of the game.
Where the hell was he?
Well, he was this guy.
Third base or first
Greg
base?
Murphy was Comcast Sportsnet's sideline reporter.
Well, there it
and,
is.
And he was on the sidelines there, and they were doing a live report from deep at the left field corner of Bright House Field, and a foul ball came off the bat of the Baltimore's Nolan Reimold, and it nearly conked Murphy in the head. That would have been kind of exciting, actually. We wouldn't want any injury to him, but I mean, you got to be careful.
Well, that's like going
inexperienced to be sitting there when the guy's batting.
Well, that's like going down to the 405 freeway and standing on the freeway. You know, what do you expect is going to happen?
Did you see that reporter on TV was doing some kind of traffic report? I think in the Bay Area, and the guy hit the gas instead of the brake and almost ran him over. Luckily, the cameraman said, "Get out of the way," and he just runs out, and the camera guy gets out of the way, and the car.
It's craziness.
It is nuts. You got to be alert at all times.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're not, you can wind up in the hospital.
Yes.
But
how about basketball? How about Lakers doing? Are they got any?
No. Here's my. I said this before. You got to let all the young kids play as much as you can.
They've been doing that.
Finally, they let these guys play.
Finally, you're right.
And now you see how well they're playing together. They don't have a very good bench, but they've got about 5 or 6 guys that I think will be enough to entice free agents this summer.
Yep, that's good.
And so I think they're going to be in the next couple of years pretty good. Now here's what you and I talked about.
Yes,
you know, there was an article in the New York Times about a week and a half ago. I think it's about a week and a half ago. I'm sure someone will tell me what day that was.
Yes,
but the situation is this: Dolan with the Knicks doesn't like Phil.
Okay.
And Phil doesn't like Dolan.
And so there might be a change.
So Phil, I think, has a buyout or an opt-out.
Phil Jackson.
Next year.
Yeah.
So the word is, the feeling is that he is going to opt out after the next season, after the 16-17 season.
Yeah.
right?
Right.
After that season, after the 17 season, a year from now, and he's going to come to the Lakers, and Byron Scott will be gone, and they'll bring someone else in. I don't think
this
Phil
is right from the Fred Dreyer rumor.
I don't think Phil is going to be coaching anymore.
He'll probably be in the front office.
He'll be in the front office, but they're going to bring Phil in, and Phil will do all the hiring and get rid of all of the family bickering and get rid of Jimmy Buss and all these people here who are trying to figure it out. And he'll take the nucleus of what they got, and he'll go out and get a big man to play the low post, like he likes to do, and he'll have a running, young, fast running team. He'll go get some free agents. Once Phil comes back, they'll start attracting people. And within a year to 2 years after Phil comes back, you can expect them to really make a run at it.
That'll be pretty interesting.
That's my take on it.
Yes, and all the while, the Warriors will keep just rolling along. What did they do? They had they held off the Orlando Magic last Monday. They had their record 45th straight home victory. These guys have been rolling. Is Golden State? I don't see anybody stopping these guys.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I think Golden State
55-7 or
something like
that.
It's doing great. It's the Golden State Warriors just rolling right along.
Yeah.
So
they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And the other thing else is, I'm very impressed with how the young players have worked together.
Yeah.
Laker players have worked together. It's pretty good. I like it.
So
By the way, you got to get rid of Jimmy Buss. Just like Genie said, he says, if we're not in the playoffs in 3 years, this is the third year, by the way.
And he said it, right?
He said it. He says, I'll quit.
So he's
and they said, okay, good. See
so
ya.
They're not in the playoffs. If they don't make it this year, he's done, then, according to his own analysis.
Yeah, that's right. So he'll be gone, and Genie's going to, they're married. So, Phil and Genie would like to be together. He's living in New York. She's out here. They get tired of that after a while, right?
I think you want to kind of be together a little bit. That's kind of, it's sort of tough. We have to check out hockey action. The playoffs are going to be starting pretty soon. And the NHL was investigating, Chicago has been a pretty good team over the last few years. And Patrick Kane, they had an investigation as whether he had sexually assaulted allegations made against him this past summer. And the league released the following statement saying that they have completed their review and Patrick Kane, and they have concluded that there's no problems. So he kind of dodged a bullet there a little bit. They're not going to pursue
these
any
people?
Charges.
What's these? Why are these people jumping on women?
I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
But they conducted it, and they said there's no wrongdoing there, according to the
NHL
league.
And that story is another story we don't need to talk about.
Yeah, that's why I just brought it up, is because we're going into a break.
Oh.
To get that one out of the way. No real discussion on that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that story again.
And Hulk Hogan is in court. He says that that whole little shenanigans he had with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, apparently he said that's going to haunt him as Terry Bollea, his real name. And what he does as Hulk Hogan is totally different than his real-life persona.
So Terry, the individual, can go to jail, but Hulk, the wrestler, can't.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
Welcome back to the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. For joining us here on the big broadcast. So Charles Barkley gets things wrong, you were saying?
No, I'm just reading this, you know.
The newspaper
just,
a little bit?
It's not worth commenting.
Yeah, commenting all the time over there?
Yeah, that's not worth it.
You like to read commentaries, don't you, in the paper?
Well, look, it's interesting what people say. It's interesting what they don't know. It's interesting what they don't see. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
You got anything planned this weekend in your yard with your neighbor dog there, Frank the Beagle? Anything going to be going on?
Well, anytime I go out in my backyard and make a statement.
Fred the Human.
Frank's there.
Yeah, you are Fred the Human, and Frank the Beagle is your next-door neighbor dog.
Yeah, so I go out, and I was weeding the other day.
Yeah.
You know when it rains like that, the hill becomes very quickly overgrown with these green, shallow-rooted weeds.
Those are called weeds.
Yeah, and so I get out there with a grass.
Quickly,
when the ground is very soft, and they come right out, so I can get a lot done.
So you get a lot of them. Do you hand-pick the weeds?
Yes, of course I do.
So you bend over
with
and
love.
Hand-pick. Okay.
With love.
And so Frank the Beagle, the next
So
turn,
Frank will come over, you know,
and
I'll look up. He'll just be watching me. His tail will be wagging. I'll say, what's up, Frank? And he'll just sit there and watch and then kind of walk away and come back and look. And it's like he's shaking his head like, is this all you've done?
You don't suppose Frank the Beagle talks to the other neighborhood dogs and says, you can't believe what Fred the Human's doing. He's pulling
Yeah, but they got to be careful because Fred's friendly with the coyotes.
Oh, yeah. That could be
careful.
In trouble, okay? Because you are friendly with the coyotes.
I'm telling you.
We still have not told that story yet.
Well,
we have to be careful.
It's a good one.
We'll have to have that next week on the show. And so the Beagles and all the other animals do respect you then.
Yeah, my daughter and my two cats were watching TV one night. And the next thing I know, the two cats jump straight up in the air. The fur goes crazy. They start doing donuts.
You got to save this for next week.
Yeah,
this
but
is
they were start doing donuts, and what followed was
donuts?
Pretty interesting.
They were doing
yeah,
donuts
they were doing
flipping
donuts.
Around?
Oh, they ran all over the place.
Kind of like Mongoose
like
when
Indy
he's not.
500.
Like Indy 500. All right, that'll be next week on the show. Hey, if you miss anything, follow Fred on Twitter.
Yes,
Fred
please do.
_ Dreyer, Dreyer. Email him, FredDreyer @crntalk.com. FredDreyer @crntalk.com. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Have a great weekend, folks. So glad you could drop in. We'll see you next time.